God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called A Wonderful Story. The Encouraging Word. Today we'll be going to the book of Acts chapter 3 for Dr. Wilton's message called A Wonderful Story. And as we do so, Dr. Don wants you to know we're here for you. We'd love to talk with you, pray with you at 866-899-WORD. Jot it down, store it in your cell. We're available 24 hours a day. That's 866-899-9673. And online, so much buzz right now about this brand new book, Defying the Odds and Faith in the Midst of a Storm. All the details are on our website at tewonline.org. Liz will give you more details in just a few, but right now let's open our hearts and open God's Word to Acts chapter 3 as we gain insight on A Wonderful Story, today's message with Dr. Don Wilton right here on the Encouraging Word broadcast.
I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts and chapter 3. Now, I want you to know that I could stand here for the next few moments and share a lot of challenging and bad news with you. We got a lot of pretty bleak things going on, don't we? Have you looked at those fires? It is staggering. Staggering. It is staggering. I was looking at that last night and thinking about those people. I mean, it's just staggering. It's mind-boggling that so many homes and lives could be destroyed. Read one of the stories about a couple that jumped into a swimming pool. And you read it too, I'm sure. And the fire was around them went all night, and the two of them, husband and wife, in their swimming pool, with just their lips sticking out the water. And when the sun rose and they were able to start and the fire had gone over, she had died and he survived. And it just, you know, stories like that just grab my heart. And I'm reading stories like you today of people going through just the worst circumstances, the storms that have hit our coastline, the suffering of people. I want to share with you today a wonderful story. This is what I want to say to you this morning, because God's put it in my heart. I know that some of you are going through some deep waters. I know that. I know a lot of you, and then there are a lot that I might not know and others may not know. Somebody's going through a breakup of your marriage right now, and it really hurts, doesn't it? And maybe you have a son or daughter that you've loved, you know, and you're really battling to deal with the way they behave today. It's not the way you brought them up, and it hurts. I'm asking that the Lord would take you out of that pain, that hurt, that fog, that valley, that struggle, that perplexion. Just show you something very wonderful. So I'd like to read to you a most wonderful story. If you haven't heard this, it's in Acts chapter 3. Here's what the Bible says. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and there was a man lame from birth, to the extent that he was being carried. And those who carried him laid him every day at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful, so that he could beg from some people that were passing by. Excuse me, how else was he supposed to live? Go and get a job somewhere. This man was lame. And so he had some friends who took him to church, actually. I'm supposed to be reading this, but God just keeps speaking to me. Of all the places where there are people whose hearts pulsate with just love, the love of God, who understand what it means to give, you find them in church. So look what happened here, verse 3. So seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he begged from them. He asked for alms. Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something, maybe a dollar or two to help him. Very important, very important. But Peter said to him, "I'm sorry, but right now we don't have any cash. Silver and gold have I none." By the way, has it ever occurred to you that one of the big problems we're facing in America today is that more and more people don't carry cash? Excuse me? So what do? Hand someone a credit card on the street? How do we help them out? Just thinking about these things. "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the Bible says, "And he took him by the right hand, raised him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones were made strong, and he leaping up stood, began to walk, entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and leaping and praising God." Have you ever noticed how many times people who understand the real meaning of being blessed show it? Have you noticed in yourself that if you've been blessed for a long time, you tend not to show it anymore? Because you got it made. Hey, church, let's not get so big and so important that we don't show it anymore. "And all the people saw him, and they recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple begging for money, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him." Isn't that a wonderful story? I don't know, you know. I don't even feel like preaching anymore, because the Bible says it all. So let me just pull out a couple of things here that the Lord has put in my heart. This is what this is all about. Number one, it's about real life. This is a real life story. You know, do I need to explain it again? It's a real life story. This is about people. Lots of people and places and cities and shopping malls and needs everywhere. It's a real life story. It's about two people who loved the Lord. Now, in this case, their names were Peter and John. They could be Susan and Philip. In this case, this event that happened here that God wants us to know about, it's a story about these two people, in this case, these two men. What about them? So what about them? They were two people. They were fishermen. They were probably, I don't know, maybe grandfathers, fathers, sons. They were, you know, they sat around the fire, loved barbecue. We know that. They were two people who really loved the Lord Jesus, whose own lives had been changed. That's the thing. They were two people whose own lives, they themselves had received an unparalleled blessing. To whom much is given, much is required. this is what's this all about? One church. So in this case, we're talking about one church. Now, we all know this is the First Baptist Church of Jerusalem. This is the temple in Jerusalem, and it's one church. It's a meeting place. And I think that's very important. I didn't say to you that the mall is not a good meeting place, or the restaurant. There are lots of wonderful meeting places, but I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like the meeting place called the church. The church, the local church, where people gather who have received the blessings of God and who are receiving the blessings of God. What are we talking about? Come to church with me. Why? Is that not the least we can do for people we care about? When last did you invite someone to come with you? Because this is a happening place. It's not a happening place because of anything about us. It's because Jesus Christ has given to us a wonderful story. We've got something to pass on in the midst of the reality of life.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. He'll be back in just a minute with the rest of today's message. But I want to remind you about this wonderful resource, Faith in the Midst of Crisis. There are times where we look at the world that we're living in right now, the situation we're living in, and we go, well, this is a crisis. Well, there have been many crises before this, and there'll be crises after this. But the good news is God is in control. He is sovereign, and His plan remains the same for your life, even in the middle of a crisis. We have a wonderful resource. Again, it's available online at tewonline.org, called Faith in the Midst of Crisis. You can take a peek at it right now or give us a call at 866-899-WORD to find out how you can get a copy. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now let's get back to today's message, a wonderful story with Dr. Don Wilton.
What is this all about? It's about one man, one person. Excuse me, folks. Listen, you mean to tell me we've got to give all this attention to just one person? Do you not understand that there are millions of people? Just one man. Let him deal with whatever he's got to deal with. You know, I'm sorry, but tough on him. He was born lame from his mother's womb. Deal with it. Can't deal with everybody. And evidently, listen, just one person, one lady, one child, one grandmother, one widow. Do you know every one person you touch is worth it? You know, in the church, we know that. You're not lost in the crowd, not here. Probably, and I'm just speaking personally, probably the most exacerbating thing for me as your pastor, which would be true of all of us, I'm not singling that out, is just the perpetual thought that there's somebody that I haven't responded to. I'm not, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying that you would expect that or that we would expect that of one another. But do you understand the importance of one? That one baby, that one person who's hurting, that one missionary, that one person who comes to refuge, that one child who's coming to the bridge now, that just one person. Our investment of our blessings is not for the millions, it's for one. If we can impact one person, so this is about one man, it's about one encounter. This is just, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, get this. This fella comes in there and he sits there, he's done it a couple of times before, evidently, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. That's the only way this man could survive. And God caused him to come to church. And in walked just two fishermen who spent a lot of time squabbling with each other. And they just loved the Lord. And he turned to them, and it was just one encounter. And the Bible says from verse 3 and following there, the Bible tells us about this encounter, and it's a beautiful encounter. I'd love to write a short story or a play, you know, that we could produce. I'd love to do something like that with our children here, reproduce something like this, let them enact it. I can just see this man in such need sitting there, and walking through comes Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, and he says, "Excuse me, would you mind, could you help me out a little bit here?" Maybe he had a hat. You ever seen someone sitting on a road with a hat? Or holding up a sign? Amen. And he was doing what, that's all he could do. You know, could you spare a bob here? I mean, that's a dime here. Could you drop a little extra? Do you help me? And these two looked, and I think they were, "Silver and gold I have none. I'm going to take them at their word. They better deal with Jesus if they actually had some." But the Bible says, "Silver and gold have I none." This encounter led to one message. "But such as we do have, in the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up and walk." It's such a beautiful story there. It's just a wonderful story. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Right there in the church, right there with these two people. And there was instant hope. When we share with one another about the Lord Jesus, what God has done for us, He has already done. Now I'm going to use a southern phrase. It's done already. He done did it. Now that's not good English. Jesus has paid the price, and He has given to us His offer, His grace. "Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is a picture here. It's an amazing picture. The Bible says immediately strength came into his feet and to his ankle bones. And it's such a beautiful story, because there were instant blessings that were just incredible blessings. And when I began to think about the blessings that took place in this wonderful story, I thought of the blessing, first of all, for those who shared this. You know, I loved what Greg Bowie, a man that I love so much in our church, said. My favorite part of what he said was when he said, "You know, you can come by and you can give an offering in this case, but I'm going to tell you, you better get ready, because the blessings you're going to get are going to far outgive what you think you're giving." Isn't that great? Now, those of us who know that, we know that. It's an incredible blessing when you give to others, when you serve others, when you go for others. How do you explain that? It's not like I'm doing this because it's going to make me feel better. It's just a spiritual blessing. It's just a wonderful thing. Try it. But it was also a blessing for the one who received the blessing. I mean, this man was able to walk again. And then it was an incredible blessing for the many people who benefited from the blessing that these two men blessed this man with which he was blessed. Everybody was blessed. That's what it says here. I didn't say this. It says all the people, they recognized him, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened. Blessings know no boundaries. And all of us are missing Ann Ralph and Alan. Mrs. Ann Allen was a most precious lady. She was always standing right there and just an unbelievably precious lady. Let me tell you about her husband, Ralph, who is equally precious. Just love him. any rate, so going way back then, you know, and he served the country and met Anne, and you can put all those different things together. And they came back to Spartanburg. And Ralph, I don't throw any curveballs at him, but he sure didn't know the Lord Jesus. Let's just leave it at that. Can we just leave it there? And they'd just gotten married, and they attended, went to Cud Memorial Baptist Church, one of our great, wonderful sister churches here in our city. And uncomfortable Ralph went to church with his wife, who loved the Lord, sat there with ants in his pants. Maybe there's someone sitting next to you right now, got ants in their pants. This is like, you know, just get me out of here, deliver me. Well, he was there, and they went home. The pastor's name was Gideon Long, Brother Gideon Long. Brother Troy, maybe some of us would remember these wonderful men of God. Well, the pastor, not knowing any better, you know, what do preachers know? Immediately goes, wants to visit Ralph. That's like, Ralph would rather have had 3 months on death row than to have the preacher come to see him. So he ducks out. He's out of there. Well, the pastor Long comes back again some other time. He ducks out. He's gone. I mean, Ralph Allen's out of there. He doesn't want to deal with this preacher. But you know, Pastor Long wouldn't give up. And he makes, of course, the golden mistake that preachers make. He lets them know that he's coming, and Anne somehow gets word to Ralph and that, you know, the pastor Long is coming to see you again. Ralph says, man, this is not on. I'm not doing this. So instead of coming home, he ducks out and he goes to his brother's house. And he's there hiding at his brother's house, and the door opens, and in walks Pastor Long. I mean, I just love this story. And Ralph Allen sat there with our ministry team, and he said, I knew it. He said, it's like I was up against a wall. He said, game over. I was dead in the water. He said, I couldn't run. I couldn't hide. He said, this man just kept coming. And he said, he turned to me, and he said to me, Ralph, do you know Jesus as your Savior? No, sir, I don't. Would you like to give your heart to Jesus? Yes, sir, I would. Right there on that spot, Ralph Allen gave his life to Jesus. Now, let me tell you what happened. I think Pastor Long received a great blessing. I think Ralph Allen received an unparalleled blessing. I don't know how many times he's told me already, you know, Pastor, God's in control, and what a wonderful Savior. And you can just, I mean, right in the midst of this real life, there's this wonderful story. But there's a third group of people who received a blessing. We did. I did. Because you know something? All these years, they've just served the Lord. They've just loved on people like me. Always had a hug to give. Didn't matter. Nothing ever was too much trouble. You know that passage in the Psalms, I'd rather be a doorkeeper? Didn't matter. Give me a door to keep. I'll keep it. If it means serving the Lord. How are you doing, by the way? Wonderful story. If you've ever wondered what this gospel really is all about, just let go. Stop fighting with everybody and everything. Church this, church that. They don't do this. Why don't they do that? Not above the don't do it. I like where we're in this. And boy, I'm telling you, that there, and you didn't do this. Get with it, man. God's doing something. He always has. And He works everywhere, all over, at home, work, play, schoolyard, courtyard, everywhere. I tell you, there's something special about the blessings of God. Now, I'm looking at people today just like me, you know, with all the things that we go through, life that we live together. But what a wonderful story. Do you know Jesus?
Do you know Jesus? It's part of my own testimony, and perhaps it could be yours as well, that you know a lot about Jesus, but you don't know him personally. And knowing about him is wonderful information. We can even gain insight on how to live our lives by knowing about how Jesus taught. But knowing him as Savior and Lord, it changes everything. I pray that you would open your heart, not just to the wonderful Bible teaching you've heard from Dr. Wilton so far, but from these heartfelt moments from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you, and I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful.
Giving your life to Jesus, welcome to the family of God. Oh, we would love to get to know you telephonically, emailophonically, textophonically, however you want to connect with us. You can start with our website, tewonline.org. Those key letters, tewonline.org, will connect you not only with us keyboard to keyboard, but also you'll see the numbers like this one, 866-899-WORD, a number that you can call anytime to talk or pray or connect with resources. We have wonderful resources if you just gave your life to Christ. Dr. Don wants you to have. Give us a call, 866-899-9673, or meet us online as well at tewonline.org.
Right now, you may be driving in your car or sitting in the comforts of your home. Perhaps you may be at work or listening to us in a prison cell. Wherever you are, I have an encouraging word for you today. And that word is, God is in control. He is sovereign over the universe. His plan for your life remains intact. And he has not changed. He is right there with you. This month, with your support to the Encouraging Word, Dr. Wilton will send you two powerful resources, Faith in the Midst of Crisis, a new message available on CD or DVD, along with a copy of his book, Defying the Odds. You will be deeply encouraged, strengthened, and filled with hope to defy anything set before you. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request Faith in the Midst of Crisis on CD or DVD along with the bonus book today. An operator is standing by to take your call. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
What a great day. We'd love to stay connected online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or call us anytime at 866-899-9673. We'd love to talk and pray with you. The Encouraging Word.